Now, I want to spare a few minutes to go into this biographical lesson about Aquila and Priscilla, because I believe that there is certainly something that we can learn. Now, I know all of you might have someday read about Aquila and Priscilla, and I know that, but there are some areas that I would like us to look, and as we do that, let each one of us look closely at our lives, because I believe that Aquila and Priscilla are such an example to emulate. They are an example to emulate because there is no New Testament man and his wife that you can think of that are so exemplary in their Christian life like the Aquila and Priscilla. So I want us to reflect on Aquila and Priscilla and learn something about them. Now, I think the church today needs such people more than it was in the New Testament, in the first century. And so, let's see what we can learn about Aquila and Priscilla. First, they were fellow workers. Fellow workers with Paul. Turn with me to the book of Romans, the 16th chapter. I want to read verse 1, but we want to have especially a focus on verses 3 to 5. It says in verse number 1 of Romans 16, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the Church of Christ in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worth of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed he has been a helper of many and of myself also. Verse 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Verse 5. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house, my beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Here we are. We are learning about Aquila and Priscilla. We are told, especially in verse 3, Paul says, greet Priscilla and Aquila. Now, for some reason, they always start with Priscilla, which is not important anyway. You could say Aquila. Another verse says Aquila and Priscilla, sometimes Priscilla and Aquila. But the reason why these are mentioned are stated in that verse, and I want us to analyze what is said of Aquila and Priscilla in those verses. First, greet Priscilla and Aquila, he says, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? When someone writes to you or writes to someone and mentions your name as someone who is a fellow worker in the advancement of Christ's cause, isn't that wonderful? Can that be said of you? That greet Paul, greet Eric, greet Jonathan, or me, because they are really my fellow workers. I think Paul had Aquila and Priscilla at heart because of what they have done in their lives. And I was talking to Brother Craig and Sherry in one of the eating rooms. And I said, I want to thank you very much. When I was flying to the U.S. and I was thinking of Indiana, I had never been in Indiana. And here I am. I am being kept by people I have never met, who are having to know me for the first time, but I'm comfortably being kept fed by them. Isn't that wonderful? You think when I'm writing to you, brethren, here, the West Side, you will hear me greet Brother Craig and Sherry and their friend. Why? Because you will be having them at heart. Paul says, greet Priscilla and Aquila because they are, you know, they did a lot of things, as we are going to learn about Aquila, which Paul would never forget to mention them. You remember again when Paul was writing to Timothy, he mentions greet Priscilla and Aquila. Always he was thinking. Here is another second thing that you can learn. It says, who risked their own necks for my life? Not only were they fellow workers in doing what would advance the cause of Christ, but the Bible says that they were risking their life. Imagine something happens in Spencer, and all people are saying there's a black we have seen who is being kept at North Main there. And Craig comes out and say, yes, he is there, but you can't talk to him. You better shoot me. Shane says, yes, I agree with my husband. You better shoot us. That's risking your neck. You see, that phrase, risking your neck, is like when someone, like in Zimbabwe, when a man is angry, if you are suspected of going with his wife, when a man is, he comes out with an axe, you know, an axe, and he says, I will kill you, and he will be ready to chop your head off. And risking your neck is like you are saying, here is my neck, chop it off. There were instances where Paul was being hunted like mad because he was accused of, you know, speaking against the emperor, speaking against the Jewish traditions. And they would follow after him, and Aquila and Priscilla would protect them. And so Paul says, greet Aquila and Priscilla. They are not my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, but they risked their lives for me. Isn't that wonderful? When you stand up, you brethren here, I'm sorry to be picking up Craig all the time, but you brethren, suppose he speaks at a funeral of a well-known man in Indiana, and in that funeral he speaks so harsh about homosexuality, and everyone is against him. He's dragged to the cross. Would you go there, all of you, and stand to protect him and witness that what he said? Would you do that? It will be very difficult. It's a situation a person would try to back up and say, we will just watch the TV and how the court goes. But here was Aquila and Priscilla going there to protect. You remember when he ran from Thessalonica and he went to Berea, they followed him there. And he said, they protected me. They risked their life. Greet them. But not only that is mentioned in that. Continue with me in that passage and see something again that is mentioned of Aquila. He says, verse 4, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also the churches of the Gentiles. All the Gentile brethren were giving thanks to Aquila and Priscilla for what they did, not only in the advancement of the kingdom, but in helping Paul out. But continue with me. Verse 5. Look at what Aquila and Priscilla are an excellent example to follow. Look at verse number 5. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Now, the church was also meeting in their house. If the situation becomes explosive in your area here, and people are no longer allowed to be seen around the buildings, would you allow the church to meet in your house? Would you do that? Or you would say, well, I'll let you know. And that will, it will remain, I will let you know. Would you do that? In a time in the first century where sometimes it was a bit tricky to meet because the Jews were against this religion that was growing so fast, spreading so fast. In a time like that, Aquila and Priscilla, the church was meeting in their house. Aquila and Priscilla are an example to emulate. But continue with me. Aquila and Priscilla were not only fellow workers who sacrificed their poor, but they stayed with the poor and accompanied him, his journey. Let's look at Acts chapter 18. Because of our time, let's just look at the verses that are shown on the screen. May I ask someone to read verse 3 and 11? Eric, would you like to do that? Verses 3 and 11, please.
And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them, and they were working, for by trade they were tent makers.
Verse 11.
As he settled there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them.
Yes. Now, here you have a story where Luke describes how Paul met Aquila and Priscilla in verse 1 and 2. And then he says, because they were tent makers, Aquila and Priscilla agreed when they saw this man for the first time. They agreed to stay with them. Imagine how this scenario is. They have also been they have also left Rome because there was some kind of census that was to be there, and they came to Corinth. And when they are there, they see this man who is preaching the good news. And because they were of the same trade, they say, "You welcome to stay with us." And according to where Brother Eric has read in verse 11, he was there for a considerable time. How long was he there? What does it say?
A year and a half.
Suppose I say, well, I've changed. I phoned our embassy in Zimbabwe, so I'm going to be staying here 1 year, 6 months. What would you say, Sherry? I guess you would go to your husband. He never told us what his agenda was. He wants us to stay here. If it is just for a day or for a week, that's okay for many ladies. But when it goes 2 months, 3 months, it's another issue. But Aquila and Priscilla were happy to be with them for that long time. Would you, when you grow up, would you keep a family for 1 year and a half in feeding them, keeping them? Would you do that? But Aquila and Priscilla are such an excellent New Testament couple to emulate. I wish I would be that. I wish you would be that. That's what it was in the New Testament. But you see, here is something that we can learn about them. Verse number 18. So Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria. And who was with them? And Priscilla and Aquila were with him. Can you do that, Jonathan? When you get married, here is a person who came to be with you, and then they are with you a year and a half, and then they say, well, we are going to that place. Then you say, no, we will take you halfway. We will go with you after that long time. Would you do that? Would you? You know, think about that. That's a challenge of what it meant to be a couple dedicated to serving the Lord. Very few of us would do that. You would do great. You say, oh, you are all to go. Yeah, to say to Lord. All right, bye-bye. We'll see you. Okay, take care. You would not even want to accompany them halfway. But this did. Aquila and Priscilla. When I learn about this couple, I am so impressed about what couples were in the New Testament. And I know all of us are trying to do that. Let's get to the level. And also, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, they send wholehearted greetings to the brethren. You remember when we read 1 Corinthians, it says that Priscilla and Aquila send you hearty greetings, wholehearted greetings. They were people who had other brethren in heart so deeply that when a person would pass and would say they are going that way, they would say, please pass there our greetings, our hearty greetings to them. They were so loving with the brethren that they liked them. But finally, Aquila and Priscilla were not only fellow workers who sacrificed their life for Paul. They were not only a couple that stayed with Paul and accompanied him on his journey. They did not only have a wholehearted mind, but finally we learn that they were a couple interested in saving souls. When Apollos came, let's turn to Acts chapter number 18, and then we read verse 24. It says, now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. Verse 26, so he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard them, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. Can you see that? They were also interested in the salvation. They saw this man speaking in their synagogue very boldly, very fluent, eloquent. But they said, there's something that he is. He does not know the baptism of Jesus, which he could have total forgiveness of his sins. He knows all this, but he lacks on an aspect. And the Bible said, they took him aside. Syriac version puts it that they took them to their house and explained to them the word of God more accurately. When you read verses following, you find that when Apollos left there, they would write a recommendation to the brethren because Apollos was now with the truth. He had now believed. He had now been baptized the right way. Aquila and Priscilla are such an example, my brethren, that we must follow. What have we learned about them? They were fellow workers. They stayed and accompanied with Paul. They sent our wholehearted greetings. They were interested in the salvation of soul. Now, we always say this, even in a Bible study, if you are not a Christian, and if you really want to be like Aquila and Priscilla, you better make your relationship with God right. Don't delay that. Don't delay that. But you see, one big question that I want to end with you as we go for a break before worship is, each one of you, including myself, let's ask this question that I'm now putting on the board last. Ask yourself, where am I still lacking to be an Aquila or a Priscilla? Where am I still lacking? Look at all those things that we have talked about and tick yourself. Tick it and say, I think on number 2, I'm still lacking. On number 3, I think I'm still lacking. Where am I still lacking to be an Aquila or Priscilla? I thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.